Welcome to Animation Damnation, loyal Patreon subscribers. This is the March edition of our cartoon recap show, and it is indeed a listener-requested episode. We're talking about the cartoon Double Dragon, Season 2, Episode 2, Shadow Claw, original air date, September the 18th, 1994. And Steve, by the way, who was the lucky listener that requested this gem of a cartoon?
This is Jack from... location unknown.
Oh, really? Oh,
fuck. Mm-hmm.
I guess he's on the internet.
He said, for some reason, I owned a VHS with this and another terrible episode. I didn't watch it 4,000 times.
Ooh.
It's cheesy 90s goodness to the core. I might disagree with you, Jack.
Well, you could at least agree that the theme song is pretty amazing because it's like, I got the might, now I gotta suck off the dragon.
With right? the power of the dragon, you get your lips ready for sucking. You do, but on the dragon, you're gonna shit on the dragon. You're always chasing the dragon.
The dragon pays extra for that.
It's put together with chewing gum. It's just like mumbled through half of it, I think, the show itself.
My favorite line is, always humble, never bragging.
Yeah,
bragging. Okay. Yeah. Man, I never had a theme song lie to me before.
Live the life of the dragon. Gonna be fed of the dragon.
It's fucking great.
It
Look
is
kind of
cool. It's getting me going, man.
Yeah.
Pulling off to the rest stop to fill up my dragon. Now it's a van.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be unsettling if you just like put that in your car and just like had it as a loop?
Oh yeah,
man. Just blast it down the neighborhood.
You do just driving, not only playing it in loop, driving it in a loop, dude.
Yeah.
That's blaring it out the window.
That's just to ensure that you're lonely forever, right there. Just like blare that out your window. Nobody will ever talk to you ever. It'll be great.
Then I'm gonna start doing it.
There you go.
You do that. You're like that guy who got that tank and started driving down Town Square or whatever. Like that's like that's like suicide by cop bait kind of a situation.
Same guy who hand painted all the primetime Nicktoons characters on your Subaru or Mazda. And just did that on your own for a day and drove around like that. Same kind of guy. You just don't want to talk to him.
There was a guy in the Bronx that had a legit mystery machine. Like he had
the van.
Yeah, he had the van. And it just,
wow.
He did it purple. And it said mystery machine on the side. It wasn't exactly screen accurate, but I appreciated it. That guy never got laid. That's for sure.
No? Did he dress up as one of the characters at all?
I didn't see that.
I did not see that.
I got in my neighborhood. Well, two things actually. The Scooby, the Mystery Machine thing reminded me. There is an eerie, fucking creep, fucking Buffalo Bill kidnap van that always sits by this gas station in my neighborhood. And spray painted on it, it just says Scooby Doo Car Wash, and I'm like, not on your life.
Is the car wash inside the van?
It's one of those.
Get in, my dog will lick you.
It's one of those like New York City side of the street, like dudes crack open like a fire hydrant, and they got like a pressurized hose, and yeah.
Yeah, you know the little cars that the kids pedal around with their feet and stuff. We washed them inside the van. Yeah, that's so.
I wish
that
was the case, so then like shit wouldn't be double and triple parked in my fucking neighborhood all the time. But the other thing is, there is a guy who I just every time I pass by the car, I'm like, oh cool, there's the biggest loser in the neighborhood. This motherfucker has this like huge, gigundo white Jeep that is decked out. I call this thing the Punisher Mobile. It is just like
Punisher fucking skulls all over this thing. The oh, most yeah. famous gang sign in America, the Blue Lives Matter flag.
Yep. Yeah, yeah,
dude, all of it. And I'm just like, man, that guy hasn't been laid since the fucking bicentennial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it's between that guy and a guy who's just always asking me for Scooby snacks, I'm going to go with the Scooby snacks guy at the end
now,
of the day.
Do you think during the bicentennial, do you think a lot of people like switched up? Like, I'm going to be bi for the bicentennial type of thing?
Somebody definitely went bi for the bicentennial.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, 70s. Yeah. There was like flyers around about that.
Do you think
you know?
There was any like orgies where people were showing up dressed as like... I almost said George Lincoln. George Washington.
Well, that'd be cool, right? It's like a two-faced costume, and part of it is George Washington, and the other part is Abe Lincoln. And then, dude, only a fucking half of a big stovepipe hat. That's something.
They call me President's Day.
We are doing our best not to talk about Double Dragon.
Suck off the dragon.
I'm very curious about the existence of this VHS tape that this guy had. Like, he says two episodes on it, so that leads me to believe, like, manufactured official VHS tape, not, like, taped off TV.
Oh, for sure.
Right, because I had a lot of, like, the Turtles ones that are like that. But, like, the Ninja Turtles were a goddamn sensation. This is nothing.
Well, that's funny. You know what? I wonder if some, like, flesh, like, really about to bottom out, like, pizza franchise, only has, like, three restaurants, they taped this off of TV. And then they like make like mass produce like make your own like covers and be like, yeah, it's a French. We're doing a promotion here with Double Dragon. Buy a Double Dragon pizza. It's whatever was left over from last night, honestly. And we just put it on the pizza. But yeah, and you get the free Double Dragon with it. And it failed miserably.
Well, it failed because they got sued so hard that those three remaining pizza chain locations were closed immediately.
On eBay, you can buy a vintage Double Dragon, the Legend Begins VHS cassette. So that's like, I guess, like the first two episodes. $8.30.
Well, the thing is, you guys are forgetting the game was such a huge sensation. It actually was at the time. And I'm sure maybe video rental, they were like, oh, you're renting the game. Why don't you check out the cartoon?
Oh, that could be, yeah.
I was just confused. Like, why didn't a woman get punched in the stomach in the beginning of this show?
Thank you.
Like, every episode. Again.
That poor girl at the beginning of that game, dude.
I rewatched that because I was like, because it's been forever since I played the game. I watched like a little bit of Double Dragon gameplay, and I watched like the first 5 minutes or whatever. Hey, yes, Eric, great game.
Mm-hmm.
They punch the lady in the stomach. He slings her over her shoulder, and then you get guess what you're gonna get? Panty shot.
Panty shot.
Yeah, well, it's a goddamn cutscene. You can't interact with the panty. That's the problem.
Yeah, but
then
when the little kitties are playing the game and she gets kidnapped, you see her little panties I drew.
Listen, George, we're not putting that at the beginning of every episode.
Why can't the girl wear jeans? What the fuck? Come on.
Yeah. That's great.
But then it was that little titillation there, I guess. And then you just like punched people across the world for a little bit.
Yeah, you get your jollies out by violence.
Yeah.
I think that the bummer about this is, and what's cool about the game is it's just like street gangs, right? They're just going around fucking each other up. And
yeah,
like,
you got like chains and stuff, smacking each other with them.
This is like, you know, your classic Ninja Turtles meets He-Man. And it's probably one of the more homoerotic shows I've ever seen. Like, the designs of these dudes.
Well,
they're big beefcakes. Yeah.
Kids are figuring stuff out to Jimmy and Billy here.
The character design of Jimmy and Billy is fucking crazy. I mean, actually, it's kind of the character design of all of the, like, big men characters, heroes and villains alike. Like, tiny, tiny, tiny little lollipop stick waist. And then, like, just the beefiest, juiciest fucking tits you've ever seen in your life. Just these huge barrel chests. Like, the proportions.
Look
at this.
These
fuckers would be falling over. They couldn't walk.
Impossible beauty standards on both sides of the aisle.
And also, the masks would do it for you, too, I would think. Some of them are very, very hot.
Those are sexy masks. I bet someone wore them at the bicentennial.
They look like fucking Paul Dano's Riddler a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. What is the deal with those masks, by the way? I didn't remember that from the game. Is that a thing?
Oh, it's not.
They're not.
Okay.
This is what I understand is they both have ancient swords of some such.
And when they cross swords, they get double dragon powers. Their outfits change slightly, and they wear sadomasochistic
masks. It's the power of the dragon. That does sound like some sub and dom stuff.
I was going to say, listen, they didn't let George have his punching women intro, so they're like, okay, you can have your weird sex mask things. All your weird, your sex man ice pick. Whoever this guy is, yeah, you could have him.
I don't know. That guy comes out of a fucking doghouse every morning. somebody like pisses on him and humiliates him, and then he goes back in until he's called out again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they are a superhero-esque crime-fighting team, and of course we're only fighting the Shadow Master, who's... That guy, again, sub-dom sort of a thing. I mean, this guy's dressed in all black. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Al Pacino's in the background trying to infiltrate the Shadow Warriors.
This dude is very expensive is all I'm going to say. You know what I mean? Not cheap.
He's never available on a Saturday night.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is I can't take him that seriously as a dom because he's having a fight with – he's having a power struggle with a phone. Essentially, for most of the shadow con thing.
Yes.
Like he's always like, you're not in charge, you shield.
Is that the one that sounds like Skeletor?
Yes.
Yeah, kind of a lot. Here's the thing too. A lot like they all have like modulated reptile voice. Like, you know what? Let's pick a lane. Only one guy can do that.
I guess I meant Crypt Keeper. Kind of
yes,
a little bit of that, I feel.
And it's this weird thing wherein he's doing like he's just negging this guy the whole time. I for a while watching this episode, I was like, is that thing even real or is this guy just crazy?
Ooh, that would have been something, dude. It's like, Shadow Master's talking to that shield again. He thinks it's a person.
Shut up, you! I'm doing a great job running this gang.
Sir, were you talking to one of us?
No, I'm clearly talking to Shadow, whatever the fuck this is.
I like the masks. We're leaving the masks on for now.
No, I'm not going to kill myself. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, what's that, Shadow Warrior? No, I won't make out with you.
Oh, boy. What a cast of characters we got on this show. Huh?
Yeah, and they're all completely fucking forgettable.
One of the main characters is some dog, which I come to find they don't even... That it didn't even name. It's not really even their dog. And now there's a dog on the voyage. And then like, they name it Legs in the middle of the fucking episode. I'm like, what's that?
It's mutant dog. It has six legs. It comes out of nowhere. It's essentially like the guard dog for the dojo, I guess.
I think that's his dick, dude.
I didn't notice that it had six legs at first, and like when Jimmy the red blonde one is like the red suited blonde guy is talking shit, like calling it a mutant, this fucking dog's dumb and blah blah blah, I was like, mutant, what does this guy have against this dog? And then like 18 minutes into this 21 minute cartoon, they're like, oh yeah, he's clearly has six legs. He's a freak. We're gonna call him Legs. I was like, dude, that is fucking minute two information if I ever heard it.
Yep.
I mean, I didn't even check it. They might not have even shown the legs until that shot.
Like, I think you're right.
Yes.
Because I was like, I don't understand why is he calling him this?
It's just a little sort of Rottweiler. Like it's not that. I mean, like you're either a fan or you're not. But you know,
come on, Jimmy, you can't be that harsh on rescue dogs. You just can't call him shit like that. That's fucking disgusting.
Of the angel. Good. I hate those fucking mutant dogs.
Yeah, send them to all the angels. Get them all up there with the angels.
In the arms of the six-legged angels. And I have to figure, by the way, that our generous patron that requested this.
Jack.
Did
Jack. Got double dragon in her, Jack.
No. He requested this episode specifically for us because... We are kind of dealing with a you die in the game, you die for real video game situation as the plot.
Yeah, sure.
Kind of. Dumb as donkey dick.
Because this guy, Ice Pick, who I appreciate at the very least, he looks like Iceman from the X-Men, but he's also kind of transparent. That's not, you know, that's an animating choice that I appreciate.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I noticed that too, and I thought it was cool until I only realized they half-assed that dude. It's literally only his chest. Anytime. Because, like, there's a scene where you see him like sort of put the sword in his like back sheath that he has or whatever. and the sheath is clearly like behind the arm, and so he puts it back, and I was like, oh cool, and you'll see through his arm too. Definitely not. It's just the chest for some reason.
Nah. But he invents a video game that is basically that the training droid for the first Star Wars movie that flies, that orb that flies around and shoots lasers, and yes, that's all it does. And somehow you go inside the video game, but then the orb is around, and the city is being destroyed.
You're getting confused, but what you're not realizing is that it's thanks to the power of the black flame that whatever happens in the video game happens in the real world, too.
We got to be really careful here, Eric, because you start talking about the black flame, dude, and very rapidly I start to lose my grip on what's happening on this show, because they start throwing out, like, oh, yeah, the black flame this. Oh, I'm going to use this thing to digitize them. And I was like, whoa, teleplay. There's too much gobbledygook shit happening right
There's
now.
A lot.
I cannot possibly follow it all.
Ooh, magic and computers. I can't wait.
Well, here's the black flame, double dragon. What do they call them? The junior dragons. It all sounds really white supremacist. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Like, it's just, oh, here's the grand dragon. Oh, no, you can't say grand dragon. He's the double dragon.
Dude, Annie, you're totally right, because anytime a white guy is talking about dragons and you don't know the exact reference to whatever ancient monster they're talking about, it could be that they are talking about the Ku Klux Klan, dude.
Ku Klux Karate.
They're after the ancient dragon claws. That sounds very white supremacy.
All hail the black flame. All hail it. The Shadow Master's coming back. The black flame will bring about the return of the Shadow Master, much like our beloved Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Guys, the pageantry and all of it, like, you could have just been by on the bicentennial and gotten out of your system.
So Jimmy, what we're going to need you to do before you join the group of the black flame is turn yourself into complete ice so that we can call you, and we're going to have you have your brother here, what's your name, Richard, we are going to chop your arm off and put a hyper bazooka onto it, and then we're going to make you fat too.
Dude, so then that's the other thing. You have Ice Pick, and it's like Ice Pick working for Shadow Master, and then the little face on the shield is Shadow Warrior. And after that, dude, my brain does not have the capacity for any more of these fucking goons. And there's like three more of them, including the guy that you just described, Chris. I could not fucking tell you what that thing's name is.
I don't know what the names are. You
absolutely
could not.
I also
I don't know if there's actually a video game. I don't think there is. Like, that's the thing. The digitized
I played it back in the day. No,
well,
it
the game is that game, Eric. Thank you very much. But the fucking the wrench in is when they digitize thing. I'm like, where are you digitizing them to?
Well, this is very interesting because, like, I mean, what did they test it on the dog first? I'm getting scattershot here, but
they do.
Okay, yeah, the dog gets put on a CD, which is pretty cool.
This dog is burned onto a CD, man.
And then they install it in a computer that makes it project into the video game world. But then
now,
later,
is this a CDRW, a CD plus minus RW? God.
This is dog DVD.
Man,
you wouldn't download a dog.
Dogs of crystal clear quality. Sorry.
God, the days of having to worry about, like, the ins and outs of which blank CD you were buying. Fuck, dude, what a miserable time that was.
You would have
had to wipe out a whole live set of Grateful Dead that you got off of a website that is long dead now.
Oh, definitely.
Just to get one of these things on. But the thing is, like, they never come out of a video game. In this,
no,
like,
yes,
no, all, they do. They eventually emerge from the game when they, what was it? They cross the streams on the black flame. They attack the black flame in the game and in reality, and that makes a feedback loop.
And it
blows up, and then they emerge from the game that way.
But here's the thing: the way that you can tell they are in some sort of game is by the production design around the rest of the environment, because when they're in the game, they're walking by these buildings that are just like totally nondescript, like, rectangular blocks that don't have, like, windows or any kind of detail whatsoever. And then when you see the city being attacked by the floating orb, like, when the kid is playing it and shooting at buildings and shit, when they cut to the real world, all of the buildings have windows and doors, and they have much more detail to them.
But when they blow up the fucking dojo with that same orb, yes, it happens in the real world.
Yeah, yeah, that's dude, the whole thing.
So it's so the orb is in both the video game and the real world.
I think there's a tiny orb in the video game and then a larger orb that. Why are we debating
wait,
the fucking Double
Dragon
cartoon.
Do I have to stress this enough,
terrible,
Chris? I already said, thanks to the power of the Black Flame, whatever happens in the video game happens in the real world too.
Gotcha.
The Black Flame, dude.
Oh, that's all that matters, Chris.
You wouldn't download a dog, would
you? You wouldn't download a dragon, would you?
So what happens? They run around. They shoot some lasers or something.
They're shooting lasers. The Ice Pick realize. So the dog gets digitized first, and then they somehow digitize the Double Dragon. They steal the dragon claws. I don't even know what these things are.
They're dragon claws. They literally just look like dragon claws.
Look, we dropped into season 2, episode 2.
Sure.
Clearly, there's so much lore that's already been set up.
These are Robert E. Lee's dragon claws. He had them with him all the great day. Oh, my goodness, we need them dragon claws back. Sorry.
You need those dragon claws back so when they repossess your storage unit, they can sell it on a fucking TV show.
Wasn't that what they were John Goodman and all his buddies worshiping in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yes.
All those clan guys, they were worshiping the Dragon Claw.
The great Dragon Claw.
Isn't that what Mark Maron's looking for, the Sword of Destiny? Or
Definitely. Great movie, by the way.
Real fun movie. But
Sword of Trust.
Sort of trust.
Sort of trust, apologies.
Yes.
But something, something. So then the Double Dragons get digitized, and like they're like, oh, we'll all try. All of our henchmen are going to try and kill them in the video game. None of them are good enough. They set up this other little kid, Donnie or Tommy or whatever the fuck.
I think it's
kid.
Danny, maybe?
Danny. It's probably Danny.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's Danny. Yeah.
They set up this kid who's great at video games. He's going to play the video game championship later on.
Oh, that's big deal, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge fucking deal, dude. Absolutely.
Major.
And they're
deal.
Like, hey, Danny, don't you want to join our little Hitler Dragon Youth Society? Dude,
My mom said no.
I can't join the Junior Dragons.
The Wikipedia for the show says that Danny is a video game enthusiast and the son of an archaeologist who uncovers artifacts for the Double Dragons.
Got it.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, maybe so Danny's dad found the dragon claws?
Or the swords, maybe, at the very least.
Mm.
Is that the same thing? My son is not being a Junior Dragon, thank you very much.
No, sir. Don't give him any robes. I don't want him to have any robes. Get the robes out of his house.
This merit badge you gave my kid, it looks like, I guess, if a cross was trying to become a wheel.
That's for honor. Don't worry about it.
Pride. Don't ask what kind of pride. All right, it's white pride.
But so they're like, okay, well, and Ice Pick is like, I know this kid. This living ice statue guy is like, I know this one kid who's really good at video games. And I'm like, okay. So then he goes to some arcade or whatever and like is just basically kidnaps this kid in broad daylight.
Dude, the funniest part of this scene is he comes into this arcade and there's Danny and some looks like a pretty cool game, honestly. Like he's playing this little space blaster thing and it's one of those video games where you're sitting in the thing and it's moving and whatever.
That's fun.
And this Ice Pick, this fucking sword wielding racist,
fucking
he comes in and totally smashes his sword down, destroying the video game console. No one in this arcade blinks. You have all these kids on the perimeter of this arcade playing games, having a great time in the 1990s. This sword destroys this game very loudly. There's an explosion, smoke everywhere. Not one of these nerds looks up from their own console.
They're cartoons. They don't care about much.
I was watching the scene. I was like, am I watching the trailer for that Ethan Hawke movie, The Black Phone? Like, he's just like, well,
yes,
come with me.
I'll tell you what, dude. I'm watching The Black Phone when it comes out.
I'm kind of into it. Looks pretty dark.
I haven't seen the trailer yet.
It's a pretty cool trailer.
So yeah, he fucking kidnaps his kid and makes him play the video game, and it's like under the guise of like, oh, I just designed this new game and you get to play against the dragons and you have to shoot them. And I'd be like, I don't know, man, even though it's a video game, why did you design a video game where I have to hunt down my friends?
Oh, dude, I would love a video game where I get to hunt you guys.
Oh, that would be great.
Take out some aggression, you know.
Do I get tickets or something? Can I get some of my cool sunglasses as well?
Yeah.
Ooh, you know what? It's like Duck Hunt, but it's called Steve Hunt. And me and Eric are the two ducks, and we're like flying around. And then if Steve misses us, Chris Cabin comes out as the dog and just goes and laughs at Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Hunt.
Yeah, that sounds exactly like the VHS trailer game.
Heckling you in a whole new dimension, Steve.
I love it. Then some idiot would bury my gun in my backyard and break it.
I can't believe that.
I forgot that happened to you.
Your nemesis, sucks. I forgot.
Man, Duck Hunt was great. I miss that era of gaming where you could just point a gun at a TV screen.
Dude, you know, I got totally taken back in time a couple days ago. I finally got like the latest like big-ass Smash Brothers package on Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a long time since I've played any kind of Smash Brothers thing. But I got inspired talking to our good friends Bob and Henry over on Talking Simpsons about it. And so I'm checking it out. There's a level now that's just the Duck Hunt level.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
It's fucking awesome, dude. So you're having a fight on the Duck Hunt level, and like the ducks are flying around and everything. Mm. Pretty solid stuff, I have to say.
Anyone ever play Lethal Enforcers? Back
that
in the day.
That sounds very familiar. I think so. That's when you were like shooting. It looked like an 80s movie and you were just shooting dudes.
If you bought the game on like Super Nintendo or whatever, it came with like it was bright pink or bright blue, but there were magnums. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh,
like
really?
Photorealistic really? Magnums. Like, oh, yeah, boy.
That's
really
amazing. Yeah, they need to put that game out again.
It's pretty serious.
Lethal Enforcers, it was called?
Oh, yeah, dude. It was fucking amazing.
On SNES, you said?
I believe
I played
so.
It in the arcade.
It was also an arcade.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Got it.
Eric, you can get pink and blue magnums at like any old Walmart these days.
Yeah, they're with the rest of the family planning section, dude.
The video game.
Okay,
God,
okay.
You know, I just made a stellar fucking condom joke, and only Steve laughed at it. God damn it.
Here you go. A little something in the chat there for you folks.
Ooh, to buy it,
oh,
huh?
Oh, my Lord. Look at that.
Mm. So what?
This is a game where it's like, it looks like a movie. Like, dudes with mustaches step up and you shoot them.
Oh, I never knew that this was on console, though. I definitely played this in the arcade. I think, Chris, was this at our old multiplex
it
for
was.
A fashion or no? Okay.
Right when we first got there.
It's all been taken over by Time Crisis, which is a great game, but I like the old 80s aesthetic, the grime aesthetic.
I agree.
Yeah, I can
totally.
Get into it.
Oh, now I'm on eBay looking at a $1,700 cabinet here, and I'm like,
it's
what if I were to get divorced?
I do think they should have gone with a Duck Hunt game, like a series, a TV show series like this, like Double Dragon, animated series where it's like Underworld with ducks versus dogs. Like, and they're just hunting each other all the time, and like it's
like
all
that.
Good fun, and they just like, when they shoot things, they just get covered with soot. But you know,
because Duck Hunt was always, you got like the split like cartridge, and it was like Mario and Duck Hunt were on the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I always envisioned Mario was the hunter.
Oh,
and
weird.
I was like, interesting.
It's a bee, just a weekend for the boys.
I need to kill today.
Oh, tomorrow we go to Vietnam, and now I got to go. Tomorrow's a big Polish wedding, and then off to Vietnam.
Oh, shit, dude. Yeah, Michael Cimino's total 1970s classic Duck Hunter.
Yeah. Robert De Niro is the Duck Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Whatever. This kid's trying to murder his best friends.
And yeah, because he thinks it's a video game, and it's a little nice moment there. And then he notices that the Double Dragons don't have their swords or something. And they're like, well, they wouldn't leave that. It's sort of like a Rear Window logic when she leaves the purse at home or whatever. It's like,
oh, right. Oh, you know, no self-respecting member of Double Dragon would leave the house without their swords.
Yeah, exactly. And then he's like, are those the swords lying over there?
I mean, yeah, like, these are your mortal enemies. You've dispatched of them, and now they're like secret swords. No one's curious. They're just lying on the floor like someone just dropped their coat.
And apparently they left like the gaming microphone on, and the people in the game are like, yeah, no, we're the Double Dragons, and we're trapped in this game, and you kill us for real if you do it.
And then he's like, oh, I better not do that. So then he somehow digitizes their swords for them, and this is how Eric already spoiled the whole episode, how they get out by using a feedback loop of some kind.
Right, so they attack the black... Maybe this happens. I watched this morning, and then I drank and smoked. And, but they attack the black flame in both realities. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It says, something, something, generate a feedback loop to overload the black flame. Whatever you say... And oh, also the man,
also
totally
a little lynchy there with the black flame.
Yeah,
look out, Coop! The Shadow Master's back in town.
Got a light.
Well, yeah, that's a nefarious group, like the Black Flame.
Exactly.
Oh, they're meeting up at One Eyed Jack's.
Yeah. Got a dog.
Oh, Coop! Your dog has been digitized.
Oh, now you've been digitized, Coop.
Coop, the Shadow Master is back.
Where's Jimmy? Where's Jimmy? Where's Jimmy?
Oh, man. And yeah, so I don't know. They fucking destroy Ice Pick here. Like, Ice Pick gets into the game, too. And
the dog saves the day, by the way, because Jimmy is like, I want to shoot this dog in the head. And Billy's like, the fuck did you say? That's in the early going. And then later, the dog saves Jimmy, you see. And now there's this weird like moment of the Shadow Master is like, oh, you can either save a stupid dog or your beloved dragon claws. Which do you choose?
And well, you know, dogs come and go, but heritage is forever. So.
Oh, yeah. That dog is pretty sweet, but I could unite the white right with these dragon claws in one evening.
I mean, six-legged dogs come around every day. I don't understand. I mean, I could just pick up a new one.
How else could I... can I defeat George Soros without these dragon claws?
Without my dragon claws, I am not going to be able to infiltrate Ping Pong Pizza and save all them kids.
That dude is a lethal enforcer.
Oh, man. What's he up to? Is he out?
I think he can't be out.
No.
He didn't kill anybody, but he was, that's like attempted murder.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my question is he, did the judge decree that he's banned from ordering pizza anywhere in his life ever again? Because listen, I'll tell you what, man. If I was legally prohibited from eating pizza, that's a one-way ticket to Suicide Street.
That's a great, that's a real deterrent. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you were never allowed.
Fellas, I'm looking up a news story here. Pizzagate gunman sentenced to 4 years in prison in 2017. That would have come up last year, 2021.
Oh, wow. Shit, dude. He's out.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe he's a patron. Welcome to the show, dude.
He's looking for his dragon claws, dude.
Looking for basements and all kinds of Pizza Huts.
But so Jimmy saves the dog and everything explodes. And it's like kind of in the aftermath. We're really trying to cram any meaning into this completely incomprehensible fucking just absolute
nonsense.
Just gobbledygook. So the
dog shit.
Yeah. So now Jimmy likes the dog. You see, he's learned a little lesson about not wanting to murder dogs.
Yep.
And great.
Thanks a lot, our hero. That's awesome.
Good lesson. Honestly, good lesson. Good to tell the kids. Don't try to kill dogs.
The fact that there's a the more you know ending to this is really shocking.
I was really taken aback, dude, because it's like, it ends with, like, Jimmy learns to love the dog and blah, blah, blah. And then it, like, goes to a commercial break. And I was like, oh, there's more of this episode. Interesting. And I totally got blindsided by the more you know right here.
Which is just, like, Danny being like, video games. It's kind of amazing because they can't say video games are bad. So they're just like, right, video games are awesome. Everybody knows that. But everything in balance. Maybe go outside once in a while.
And you know what, though? I appreciate that. Like, on the one hand, yeah, of course, a property based on a fucking video game cannot sit there and say video games are bad. But at the same time, like, why would you? Video games are not bad. Like, I loved the... Yeah. Love, that's a little extreme. You're talking about the Double Dragon cartoon. I appreciate it.
There you go.
It was a measured, like... You know, it's, you know, you got to make time for friends and your schoolwork and your family and video games, too. And just balance it out, baby.
Look, look, you got to break up these video games. Every once in a while, go out, have a smoke, take a long drag on a cigarette, and then go back inside and you fire that back up.
You try and tell it 1994 Steve Sadek to enjoy anything other than video games, blow it out your fat fucking ass. Dude. Well, no way. No way am I going outside. I'm playing NBA Live 95, and then I'm moving into something else.
Sure.
But Mario just make Kart. Time for balance, like chewing tobacco, maybe work that in there, add some new hobbies. Some
try skull. Drugs.
I am going to play these games until I figure out what masturbation is for. And that's a couple years off, kids.
Hey, kids, you can't play video games all the time. Maybe you want to try drugs. You're going to do it eventually anyway.
Hey, kids, don't waste all your time inside playing video games. Why don't you spend some of your time inside jerking off?
Or slinging some herb for the local business leader.
Look, there's all kinds of treats in your parents' medicine cabinet. Go check them out.
And Drano is delicious.
Go volunteer for your own neighborhood shadow master. See what corner he'll put you on.
He'll give you a mask too.
Do you hear what this kid Danny says to, I think it's Jimmy the Double Dragon playing the game? He destroys something, and this kid goes, "Wow, Jimmy, you really chowdered that ship." Chowdered.
That's
ladies
cool.
And gentlemen.
Added dairy to something?
Is that good or bad?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Made thicker? No.
Yeah, Jimmy, you put oyster crackers in that ship. Good job. Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard that before, but it was quite hilarious to me. And that's the end of this fucking putrid cartoon. Was anybody embarrassed? Steve, we'll start with you.
Deeply. It's also so weird. Like, and I had, you know, my finger on the pulse of like animated cartoons. I feel up to like the mid 90s for sure. I never heard of this at all.
This
I have
was
no
either.
Recollection.
I looked this up. It was a syndicated thing. I guess it's like if your local CBS booked it for the, you know, afternoon or not or whatever.
Got it. Yeah, no, I was.
In that case, man, big thanks to our local affiliates in upstate New York for never fucking programming this.
Yeah,
because I was in it, Steve, just like you said, pulse on the finger of the after school cartoons.
They were too busy playing Eek the Cat.
Hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, Eek the Cat.
Rightfully so. I was deeply embarrassed by that, I'll be honest.
Chris Cabin.
More confused than embarrassed. I really just did not know. We're talking about in the text. I couldn't understand half of what they were saying.
Yep.
I felt like I was listening to an Andrew Bajalski movie for a little part of this.
one of the early ones with not a lot of budget for fucking boom operators.
The boom mic is like a mile away from where the people who are talking. what was happening with like, where the video game existed and didn't exist, what was like, it all was complete gobbledygook to me. So I had like no, I think I would be embarrassed if I understood what the fuck was going on more. I'll say it that way.
Eric Siska.
Yeah, I think I'm going to concur with Chris. I think I was confused of what was going on. But again, I mean, I'm the one that realized the Black Flame was integral. Chris should have focused slightly more.
Of course, I apologize.
But it's not good. However, that theme song, dude. Ooh, man.
Yeah.
Get in your dragon.
Yeah. So I'll recommend the theme song.
Yeah, watch the first 20 seconds of every episode. Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't embarrassment so much as confusion. Like, you know, when, you know, that face that Tucker Carlson makes when someone's talking to him and he looks like he's incredulous, but he's also shitting his pants.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of what I look like. It was just like, what am I watching? Because it's one of those things where it's like, I remember the game, I remember the movie less so, but I remember the game, and like, none of this shit is here. It's just that classic, we're taking some sort of property and making a kid's cartoon out of it, and because there's not enough story element from the game, we're just making up whatever magic nonsense, and like, it was all way too much. I guess maybe, you know, if we got an early season one episode, there'd be less going on. But at this point, man, clearly in the Double Dragon cartoon, the franchise had totally taken off with a robust cast of characters and so on. This was just confusing shit dribble, and I didn't like it.
Yep.
But big thanks to, who was it? Frank?
It was Jack.
Jack, yeah, for calling
Thank you, Jack.
In.
And this was, I mean, out of all the, I mean, it's a batshit premise, so I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, totally. But that's going to do it for this edition of Animation Damnation, y'all. As always, thank you for being the kick-ass Patreon subscriber that you are. And until next month, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Eric Siska.
Chris Cabin.
Take it easy.